How's it going?
Are you soloing?
Huh?
You're soloing, not with that.
I know.
No, it's fine. I just was told
makes
you
makes me
scared.
Sad.
It's fine.
It's great.
Because he and I are super funny together.
We actually
really have fun when we do interviews together, so but it's all good.
This character must have been, you must have been excited to see what you were going to be able to do once they gave you the script. And...
Yeah, I mean, without spoiling anything, my big moment was not there originally. And I had had a talk with the boys and said, look, if we're going to do this, we have to step up the game with Debbie and really find a life for her and make her a much more modern character. And not that it wasn't there, but just that I said, I want her to, let's give her some edge, man. So it ended up, Debbie's got an edge. And I like that about her.
Did you act when we found out about Debbie's background, did you do most of those stunts?
Oh, gosh, no. I stood up on the thing. I drank a fake pitcher of beer. There was no beer in it, so that's CGI. They did a really good job with that. I climbed up the one thing and went through the one thing, and that was all I was going to do.
No wipeout in your future, then.
Did you know anybody from your past that you could borrow some things from?
Everyone I know. Although none of the people I know ever went to college or would have been a sorority girl, my friends are all bartenders and are tattooed, but we've all been there in our own way. So, yeah, there was a lot to pull from.
So you said you and Ed are funny together in interviews. Obviously, you're funny together in this movie. So
thanks.
Can you talk a little bit about that dynamic between you two and how much you got to improv versus what was on the page?
It's funny. The comedies that are happening these days, it's almost like expected of you to improv, which, we're not, we didn't all grow up doing that I've never taken an improv class. I probably should now since it's almost expected of you. I came from a totally different generation where the words were God. That this was, you do not mess with what the writer just spent months writing. So it's taken me years now. Is from Anchorman was the first one that was like, just change everything. We don't care because Will and Adam wrote it, it's taken me a long time to really get used to that, to not having that be precious, I'm getting better at it. I'm definitely getting more comfortable with it. So yeah, there are some moments in there that there's some stuff I improv that I'm shocked that they used. Like a line that I say in there that I was like, I said that just to kind of make myself laugh, but I can't believe you actually kept it in there.
And did, because Ed does come from that background, did he help bring that out in you? Or
he's kind of respecty of the book, too.
He is, huh?
Yeah. The book, what am I? I'm in New York right now. I'm sorry, I'm in the Great White Way. Neil Simon wrote the book. He's really good at getting in the pocket and finding the appropriate places to do that, but there wasn't a lot of that. This was more, there was so much more that the things that were happening to us were physical and conversation, there wasn't a lot of conversation. But we did throw our own stamps here and there.
I love
for sure.
Some of the interaction with the kids where she would be irritated and she would say something really awful.
Yeah.
Is that hard to say with little kids? Actually,
if it had been two other actors, it probably would have been harder. But Steele and Skylar are so game for anything. And, Steele is like, he's so comfortable saying these things, which then I'd be like to his mom, Lisa, what's going on? But, he grew up with, he's got a lot of older brothers. And, it's not anything he hadn't heard before, so I didn't feel like precious about it. I mean, I was the worst around them. Okay, you're gonna see outtakes. They did a gag reel that they had me even approve recently. That I say something while we're in the car to the directors that I can't believe I said in front of this child, and then Steele repeats what I said, and he's like, "What's a blank blank?" And I'm like, oh, you just see my face go like. fuck. And like, I'm so sorry. And then his mom's like, great parenting, Christina. Like, he comes home and keeps asking me what a blank blank is, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm from a different generation. I don't.
Well, it looks like you guys had a great
dirty
time.
Mouth.
Great time,
yeah.
doing the film. And you, I've always found you to be really funny, no matter, because you've done so much film that are comedy. But are you thinking about what's your next film? Is that going to be something a little bit more serious? Or?
I just got back from New York. I did a movie called Youth in Oregon with Frank Langella and Billy Crudup and Josh Lucas and Mary Kay Place and Nicola Peltz. And there's not a funny moment to be seen. It's a sad, tragic, dark movie. So, yeah, in answer to your question, yeah.
It's one thing to kind of revive a franchise and be at the center of that, but you get to work with the originals.
I know, we're so lucky.
What were those moments like to be able to kind of see Chevy and Beverly like that?
Well, first we were really honored that they wanted to be a part of it. You know, you think that, gosh, we don't want to mess up what you created. We're not trying to redo what anyone did. We're not trying to be a sequel. We're kind of like a... We're like a distant cousin, do you know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of how we like to think of it. And we were so happy that they read it and went, yeah, we approve, and we'd like to be there. And it was really cool. it's one thing to hang out with Chevy and Beverly off camera. They're both such incredibly interesting, colorful people. But then you get on set, and there they are. They're the Griswolds, and it's like... Oh my God, it's the Griswold, it's Clark and Ellen. This is so crazy. I'm sitting in between them and this is happening and I'm here and I'm in their presence. And it was very cool.
I like the new Griswolds.
Oh, thanks. We tried.
So we talked about the car a little bit with everybody. Mm-hmm. What was your first reaction when you saw that creation?
Like, where in your weird little minds, John and John, did this come from? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is happening in you that this is what you thought would be the appropriate vehicle for this family? Because when I looked at it and I went, oh, shit, we are going to be in that for 2 months. And it was a weird little car, had no air conditioning.
Oh.
You couldn't roll the windows up and down. It had, like, the gas tank was actually, like, a little, like, cylinder that was underneath the bumper in the back. So it would just, like... leak like gas fumes into the car. I mean, it was like, it's not a real, it's a real, it drives, but it's not a real car. Does that make sense? Like, it's not a functioning vehicle. So, but it lended itself for some pretty great, funny moments in line, so.
What do you think the swastika button does?
Oh, God. Don't we touch it in the movie?
No.
Do we never touch the swastika?
The
yeah, because you just wouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like that's a symbol that you're like, I think I'm not going to touch that one. I think we all know where that ended up.
Yeah. Did you have fun shooting the Chris
Hemsworth
bedroom scene?
I have fun.
I'm trying to think of the right word.
No. You know what? It's funny because it was not a moment of like, we're all sitting there being lascivious towards mm-hmm. this man in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And we had already worked with him for a couple of days leading up to that time. So, you know, we've already seen how amazing he is and everything. This was the first time that we got to see what his abs look like. And that was where it was like, we all collectively, as a group, wasn't getting turned on. It wasn't like that kind of thing. We're all married. We're all really respectful. But it was such a respect for what he has created, and that we're just all like marveling at like what, because I've seen people's abs and they do a lot of crunches and they do a lot of, and you're like, okay, they do a lot of crunches, or they're doing, you know, like T25, or this guy's doing this, and they're like, you know, blah, blah, blah. This was something so like I've never seen before, that like we'd all discuss it when he wasn't. So, that's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of time.
Thanks.
A lot of time, road trip movies allow the cast to bond, and particularly because this is a family. It sounds like both the boys were just sitting there saying how that time was really great for you guys. But you're also describing a very different type of car.
Mm-hmm.
What was the car experience like, filming in that car?
Besides the car being
right, did it
junk?
Actually kind of get you guys
We
closer?
Had so much fun. We would sing songs. We would tell jokes. We would play games. I mean, we had a lot of fun in the car. I mean, if it was any three other people, I don't think it would have been as wonderful. But it was, for some reason, the stars just aligned and the chemistry was just right. And the personalities all just really meshed really well with one another. And, you know, we all had our thing. Like, I was the one who had the dirty mouth. And Ed was, like, the funny, quieter one. And Skylar's kind of like the, you know, the slick college boy. And Steele's like this goofy little wonderful sweet little man, and everybody just kind of brought that to it, and it was just a lot of fun. Like if you ask have you seen Ed yet?
No, not yet.
Ask him about the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. that's all you need to know.
Okay.
I don't think that was his favorite song that we would sing.
Have you had any like road trippy or family vacation type experiences to draw from?
I was an only child, single parent, so not many. My mom took me to Tijuana when I was 7. That happened. And I went.
Imagine it was amazing at 7.
Yeah, it was. It was. I probably should not have been there. But my dad actually had a pop up VW van. And we would go camping, and that was pretty cool. And like, because I would sometimes visit my dad and his wife and their kids, and so we would do that, and then barbecue like on beaches, and I really enjoyed doing that. I just remembered that happened. So this is really good for all my other interviews. Thank you. Because I keep just using the Tijuana thing, and I don't know how else to answer that question. Now I have a whole arsenal of childhood memories.
Did you have to learn the lyrics to the Seal song, or did you know that song?
I knew it. I knew it so well because it was my dance teacher, Doug Caldwell, who I love more than anything, that I've been taking with since I was 16. One of my favorite combinations we did in class was to that song. Ooh. And it was really hard, but really, yeah, so I've heard that song a lot, because when you're in a class, you hear it like over, and every group goes like 7 times, and
right.
So I knew
so
it.
John said that they didn't know what the lyrics meant to you.
Because someone died or something, and then don't take the pills.
Yeah.
Nice.
Any last questions?
That was wonderful.
Or as my favorite quote, they put the pills in the people. People did not like the pills in them. Okay.
All right, thank you.
That wasn't mine, that's Tina Fey. I don't take credit.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.